Thursday, Andy. We made it. I feel like I haven't seen you all week. Have you seen me this week?
Yesterday.
Did I grace your beautiful eyeballs with my beautiful presence?
I saw you yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember it. You must not have left an impression. That's all I'm saying.
Impress me next time.
Well, yeah, why don't you try harder next time? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick. It's Thursday. It's almost Friday. Thursday is like that bittersweet just day where you're like, I just want to get through today, you know? Fuck Thursday. Friday you can get jacked about. Monday you can get jacked about. Tuesday, Thursday suck. Wednesday you're like, just bury your head in the sand, you know?
Yeah, kill
me
and my
family. We're only halfway through. This sucks. What are you going to do?
If we thank God for Fridays, who do we thank for Thursdays?
You thank Jesus for Thursdays. Yeah. Wednesdays, you can thank me for Wednesdays. Tuesdays, you thank Kevin. And Mondays, everyone hates Mondays. That's what the meme is.
But who should we thank for Mondays? Like, it's got to be.
You don't think anyone.
I'll thank Jerry Petty for Mondays. How about that?
TJIMTKIT.
TI.
TNIW, which is Thank Nick for Wednesdays. Is
yeah,
what
thank
said?
Nick for Wednesdays.
They're named after gods.
Yeah.
Wednesday is Woden's Day.
Thursday. Not all of them.
Thursday, Friday, Freakus Day, Saturday, Saturday.
He's making shit
Sunday,
up.
Sunday's the Sabbath.
Which Pokemon are those? Like, was that third
Sunday
or fourth
is the Sabbath?
The third or fourth gen?
Wait, what was Sunday's though?
Yeah.
What's Sunday?
Yeah.
I think Sunday's just the sun, but it's certainly not named for Christianity. That's why Quakers, old style Quakers, would only say like first day, second day, third day, because they didn't want to use the names of pagan gods.
I wish you didn't lie to me so much, Jared.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The thing about Jared that everyone needs to take into consideration. No one knows if he's telling the truth or not, or if he just made that shit up.
And I know that he's telling the truth.
And none of us are going to look at none of us are going to look it up. I'm not going to look that up.
Exactly. I know that he's telling the
truth. I'm not going to spend 2 minutes
Googling
that.
But I feel like he's still looking in my eyes and lying just straight at me.
Because he smiles. Here's the thing I've learned about Jared after working with him for the last like 2 months straight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he comes off as a really sweet, genuine guy. But he also might be like he also has, like he'll fuck with you a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And like he uses that guise, that nice little, the pillow of sweetness for you to lay your head on. Mm-hmm. And starts rubbing your feet.
It's warm.
But then maybe he's also taking pictures of you and laughing about you behind your back. You don't know. You can't trust him.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't
He's not one to be trusted. Hmm. And I'm too lazy to actually look it up. So I don't know. Your plan is you run deep. Jared, come here. Show everyone the shirt.
Oh, what?
What's going on with this shirt you're wearing?
It's a good shirt.
Oh,
because I eat a nut on camera. So how professional I am today. Mm-hmm. Kevin's like, don't eat the nuts on camera.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, so
you're wearing a Blockbuster Alaska shirt.
I am wearing a Blockbuster Alaska shirt.
Well, now, what is the significance of the shirt and the logo of this shirt?
So this is my friend Thomas Darnell that I used to work with at EA gave me this shirt. He has, I think, a cousin that lives in Alaska.
Okay.
That lives in one of the towns where one of the last, I believe, 4 Blockbuster videos exist because they have terrible internet.
Yeah.
And so it still makes sense for people to go out and rent DVDs.
I love that so much.
And so I was like, wait, your cousin lives there? Will he send me the shirt? And so he sent me the shirt.
Is that the one that runs the Blockbuster Twitter account?
I don't think they're the same, but I don't know.
Okay.
I could be wrong about the exact number. There are very few left, and this is from, apparently they sell these shirts in the store.
I want that shirt, A. B.
I could probably get that for you.
That'd be fantastic. I'll tell you, what is that? What size is that?
What, this one? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been able to wear this shirt because I've been too fat.
Okay.
So I've lost weight,
Yay!
But I don't actually know what size the shirt is. Yeah, I'm humble bragging now. Again, it's that whole like pretending to be sweet thing. It's probably like a 3.
That's a 2XL right there, buddy.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Really?
You're tiny.
I don't know if I'm tiny.
Give it up for Jared, guys.
Feels tight.
Everybody in chat, give it up for him, right?
Give it up for him, but don't give it up too much because he might kill you. You don't know what's going on with
you.
Something tells me. He's like the good guy at the beginning of the movie that's like, hey, come with me on this thing. And you're like, what's he gonna do?
Yeah,
and then he just strangles the life out of him.
Yeah. Well, that turns me on. So don't
it's like
that.
Incredible.
Don't do that, Jared.
If I'm not mistaken, Jared, isn't the Blockbuster Corporation is dead, right?
Again, I'm not an expert on the ways of Blockbuster.
I read a story a long time ago. I think it was someplace in the Midwest. There was a Blockbuster still hanging on.
Yeah.
But the story read that they just kept the name.
Oh, that's entirely possible.
And they were, and people were like, are you affiliated with Blockbuster? I'm like, well, Blockbuster's dead, so we're just going to keep going until someone tells us to stop.
Yeah, it's like how Atari and THQ and Galoob and all those names are still around.
Tony Galoob?
Because people are still just paying for the trademark because it means something to somebody.
I always wanted to, back in my wannabe screenwriting days, I always wanted to write a movie called The Last Blockbuster about The Last Blockbuster. Just the last one.
Like an apocalyptic sort of story?
Just a little indie movie about like the people that own the last Blockbuster and like
Wes Anderson
having to close the doors on it because eventually that's.
I would go watch that.
What character would Ben Stiller play in that movie?
Ben Stiller would play the asshole like Netflix guy across the street, and then they'd have to do dodgeball again.
He walks in and he's like, "You're gonna be closing 2 months, okay? You got 2 months left." And then the guy behind the counter, Owen Wilson, "Wow, you really just don't stop, do you?
Wow. You really just don't stop, do you?"
You just said the same line.
Well, I did it better than you, though.
Oh, I don't
because
know.
Because I did it. I do it better Owen Wilson.
Nah, I don't know if you do.
Wow. That's crazy. They're in the computer?
That's not bad.
I know.
No, but that, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like Elise is Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, they're the same person. And actually, little known fact, Jennifer Aniston, Owen Wilson, are the female-male version of each other. It's the same person. Hmm. When Jennifer Aniston wants to go out as a guy, she goes out as Owen Wilson.
Double the roles.
Yeah.
Greg Miller, can you come here real quick?
Oh my God, while he's coming over here, I saw it on People. You know, I have all my news feeds on my phone. I don't know where anything comes from anymore. It's all just news now. But sure. Justin Theroux is dating a 25-year-old model.
Of course he is.
Such a fuck you, Jennifer Aniston. What an asshole.
Can we get, is there any way to get a full shot of Greg Miller right now?
No.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Greg.
Because Greg Miller right now looks like...
Did you put the leggings on? Because I swear you weren't wearing those leggings.
Yeah, I wear the leggings.
Here's what Greg Miller reminds me of.
I biked to work, everybody. So I had my blue zip up on top of it. Thank you very much. My helmet. I was just starting to undress, so you caught me right before.
When you were talking to Kevin over there, and it was a very candid moment.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like when a player is coming back from an injury.
Sure.
And he's in the warm-ups and like. And the announcer's talking there from the gym, right?
Yeah.
And Greg Miller's been out here. He has been at full participation with the team. And they show you just...
Yeah, I got my earbuds in. I'm doing this thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you look like.
Yeah.
You're coming back, dude. You're coming back from injury.
You were like one more step toward going through the wall, toward Kool-Aid Manning the fucking wall. You were about to go right through it.
Great spatial awareness.
Stop.
Ryan, I know where the screen is. Here's what I'm going to say right now.
Can you fake punch Andy in the face?
I'll tell you... What would be my greatest trick yet?
Yeah.
If you guys want to get up, clear the table, hold the sides of the table, I bet I can jump straight from it onto it, not hit my head on that, not doing it.
I don't think there's a chance in hell that you're doing that. There's not a chance in hell that you don't hit your head on that.
Look at how I was almost there right there.
You were. God, I hope. There's no one below us right now, right? Is that the empty space below us?
No, that's the comic book.
No.
Yeah, because this is where everything ends, right here. If you look, our windows are directly above the comic book.
You think the world is fucking flat too, huh?
Man, they must hate. Oh, flat earther. Kevin, you're such a flat earther.
He is, dude.
I'm more worried about clipping my feet, but I think I have a shot.
Well, I'm also worried that the desk is not weighed. It will go down that way. If you don't land squarely in the middle.
I think it's too heavy. I don't think it'll.
I think you're also might go right through the desk. It's not an affront to you and to your girthiness. It's just... I worry that you'd come down with such amazing bravado.
You know, I didn't understand for a long time why people don't wear jeans when they play sports. But when you put these on,
oh man,
that's when you know.
You can take on the world.
I like wearing leggings, and here's why: I pretend like I'm a superhero.
Sure, 100%.
Every once in a while, I have to wear leggings for no gi.
Well, for a long time when I was biking into work, I would just wear the shorts, right?
Yeah.
And then it was just too much inner thigh, showing way too much thighs.
You get the 2% spandex, and look. Same.
No, I can do it in jeans. I'm just saying it's way easier.
Kevin's doing something that I can't see it. I just see half his body's floating.
It's comfortable, Greg.
The TV.
It feels good.
What is he wearing?
He's wearing 2%.
He's talking about his jeans.
Oh, his jeans.
His jeans are stretched.
I can't see what he's doing.
Yeah, mine are stretched in them too. Yeah.
Everyone has a little stretch in the jeans. You have to do that these days.
We gotta go 2%. That 1% ain't enough.
I'm gonna go take off my clothes then.
Someone.
The best part about the tights too is that I can act like I'm taking off my pants. There's more pants there.
Whoa! Oh.
Beautiful.
It looks like you were being green screened out or something.
They make full rash guard and legging suits for like comic book heroes now for you to roll around in jiu-jitsu.
So you
can look into those if you want. Like they do the Deadpool, they do like Batman, they do Spider-Man, all that stuff.
You've showed us it's the Ninja Turtles. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they're just spandex suits?
Well, it's a rash guard top and a legging bottom. And then if you're nice, you wear shorts under it so you're not cramming your dick into someone's
face. So whenever
a
rash comes after you, it guards from
they're pretty cool. I mean, I don't wear them because I look like doughy shit in rash guards, but other people who actually are fairly well adapted to that. Someone was saying in the chat, you can go on blockbuster.com and see where they're at, so I have done just that. And apparently they're now part of Dish. Blockbuster became part of Dish in 2011. And while Blockbuster stores may be a thing of the past, you can still make it a Blockbuster night. Sign up for Dish and get access to thousands of new releases from the comfort of your home. They're not sponsoring this episode. I just miss Blockbuster. I do. I miss walking into a movie. I miss this.
It's a good
feeling.
Thing.
Here's the thing that I grapple with, Andy, while we're here. While I've got you.
Right.
While the dynamic duo is back for one more fight.
Just one
you
final one.
Back in the day before cell phones, we were bored. Not that we're any less bored now, we just have more distractions. And if we're being honest with ourselves, like 90% of the things I do on my phone is fucking useless. It's stupid. I check Twitter 400 times a day. Why? To see someone win a fucking dumb competition that we'll get to in a second. Back in the day, you had nothing but time. So you looked forward to going to the movie store and picking out a couple movies for that night. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, you'd have a one-day rental or a two-day rental. And if it was a one-day rental, you had to watch it that night. So you knew you were watching it that night. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you would just go and you would just start at one row, the A's or the Z's, and go all the way around to the new releases. Then you maybe go to the 80s horror films. Then you go to like foreign films. Maybe you'd peek in the little porn area to see if you could see some tits or whatever, like one quick nip. And then you're like,
If I'm just sort of peeking in, I'm expecting to see a full-blown orgy every time.
If I look in there, at least I want to see something that's going to get me excited for that. When after I watch the movie, I got that in the mental spank bank.
I talked about it on a GOG a long time ago, but there was a rental store back home called Freeze Frame.
Freeze Frame.
Two stories. Good name. On the top story is where all the scary horror stuff was and all the porn stuff. And even trying to walk upstairs, Nick, felt like I was breaking into Area 51.
That's creepy.
It was very like, I felt like all eyes were on me, and like I didn't want them to think that I was even looking. Like I would walk by the upstairs and like not look because I felt like I was going to get cursed or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But eventually, I would just pick up Tremors on VHS and fucking like Aladdin on Super Nintendo.
I'll tell you one thing right now: people sleep on Tremors, and they shouldn't.
So good,
because it's such a great movie.
It's great.
It is actually legitimately a great movie.
Absolutely. Like I am all about the Tremors franchise.
It's so good. It's so good.
Are we going to do a Tremors podcast?
Oh my god. Well, now let me ask you a question.
The Tremors trio? You mean Elise?
Does Tremors fit into? Can we loosely fit that into a natural disaster? Because these are from the Earth, and they have come out to kill things.
They're not natural, though. I feel like they are.
Natural. They're
natural.
They're a part of their. They're worms. They're just giant worms.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like
they do. Watch.
They do.
That's what they did.
They do it.
Did we do housekeeping or?
Not yet. We're not even to housekeeping yet.
No.
This is just a show.
Pre-podcast.
We're on the air. I wanted to talk about Blockbuster for 15 minutes, a dead business that nobody cares about anymore. Because that's what I like to do sometimes. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. If you didn't know, we do this here each and every day, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, on twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. We also put this up on YouTube later today. Kev and the team have been really great about getting that up really, really fast. So if you miss this in the morning, you get us in the afternoon. Or if you're in London, you miss us in our morning, you get us, I guess, in your morning. How does time work? Nobody knows. Maybe you're eating dinner right now. You're having some hush puppies or whatever the hell you guys love, some bangers and mash. Over there, and you're watching it, and you're like, "What's a Blockbuster? We don't have those over here."
Time is a flat circle.
Time is a fly. All right. Before we get into housekeeping, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies. We're gonna get to those guys a little later. They're sponsoring our giveaway and this episode. But before that, my new favorite section. It's housekeeping time.
Housekeeping.
Come back in an hour. Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Kindafunny.com. The thing, so we don't have a system set up yet so we can actually see it. We have to rely on Kevin. We're getting it. We're almost there. We have to rely on Kevin, who does not quite know when the last bit of the video is. So he pointed at us. He gave us a half point. And Andy and I both started talking, and then he goes, no. And then he scratched his head, which I feel like wasn't part, I don't think that was an actual like thing that he wanted to do for us.
I don't think it was emotion.
I don't think it was emotion directed toward us, and then pointed at us again, which is great. All right, kindoffunny.com/tickets, can't bring this up. Prom's just around the corner. And if you want to get laid like I do, you got to buy some tickets to prom. $60 early bird prices. There you go. Right there. Bada bing, bada boom. Getting right
hey,
through it.
Hey, bada bing.
Hey, 9 a.m. this morning. Spider-Man Homecoming. MCU in review. That's up right now. Remember, we've got one more. Kev, you going to bring it up?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
That was a quick transition. I wasn't
I'm just going through them.
That's
right
a good
now.
Idea. That's a good idea.
You got lots of fun things
honestly,
to talk about.
Honestly, I was reading about Tremors. Trying to figure
that
out
is more honestly, important. That is honestly
more important.
The only ever acceptable reason to fail me is that you were reading about Tremors. There you go.
Graboids are actually aliens.
What's that?
I was trying to see if Graboids, the ones that we know as Tremors, the worms,
yeah,
are actually aliens or not.
Are they?
I said in the chat. I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
All right. Well, keep going that. Jack Patello joined us again on this episode.
They seem very mutinous.
No, I think they were just like, I think there was like a...
No, go ahead.
I thought they like weren't they doing drilling or something and yeah. They like unlocked them and they came up to like, the Earth's crust.
Woke them up basically.
What's crazy about it is they're like there's not just one of them, there's three of them.
Oh, it's kind of like in War of the Worlds, how they were always under the ground. Good movie, right? War of the
Worlds. War of the Worlds? Yeah.
Oh. Tom Cruise.
Was it a good movie?
I thought it was a good movie.
I thought it was really good. Oh. It may not be now.
Flaw in their plan though, the whole hey. We didn't really account for viruses.
Yeah, viruses. Yeah.
That would come kill us.
Joey's here. I think she wants to talk about Tremors.
Now,
I always want to talk about
Do you want to talk about Tremors? Are we doing the first official Tremors podcast?
Of course we are.
Andy, give us the beat. Give us the theme song here.
Tremors are under the ground. Now you can listen to the sound of our voice when we do this podcast. It's Tremors, the podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to It's Tremors, the podcast. My name is Nick Scarpino. I'll be hosting today alongside Andy Cortez.
Hey, what's up,
and
guys?
Joey Takagami. Hi. I say that sometimes because no one ever says your last name, and it's a dope ass last
name. It is.
Don't judge me.
I think it's a really cool last name.
Keep it a secret.
Now, really here's my question to you. I will buy lunch for the first person who can accurately tell me how many Tremors movies there were.
Six.
Six. Right? I was going to say
six.
Five.
No. I get lunch, dude. There's definitely six.
He has Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's cheating.
No, I knew six regardless.
Why? Wait, hold on. Jared, what's your guess? How many Tremors movies have there been?
Oh, Tremors?
Yeah.
I'm going to say nine.
Damn.
Nine?
Totally wrong. Absolutely
you just
wrong.
Guessed. I was going to guess five.
Let's.
Because there have been plenty of straight-to-DVD ones.
No. There's, I believe, all five of them were straight-to-DVD.
I mean, I feel like the chat...
Yeah.
Three of them were, like, sci-fi only.
4.75 says
the chat says three. LG says four. Titan Meter says there are four or there are five or six. That's not a guess. You can't guess five or six. 4.75 says Krabby.
I just searched Tremors, and Tremors 6 is the first thing that comes up.
There's Tremors.
That doesn't mean there's not a Tremors 7.
You're right. A Cold Day in Hell.
Whoa.
Oh,
it came out on May 1st. Jamie Kennedy's in it?
Oh, we have to
oh my
see
God.
This movie. We have to go to
Wait,
the theater.
We have to go to
our local Cinemaplex and see this movie broadcast, projected across the screen with the other four people who care about Tremors.
I don't think it'll be in theaters.
You don't think it's coming out theaters?
Rent out a theater to then play this on it, because I guarantee this isn't coming to theaters.
I guarantee this is coming straight to Netflix.
Yeah, no.
It's even worse than
you think it's going to go just straight to like...
Why?
They just what
can
are you doing,
just
Kev?
Click the thing so we can see if it's coming to the theaters, Kev?
It's not coming to theaters. There's no fucking way. Jamie Kennedy has it. Oh, Netflix.
I still want to find out how many Tremor movies.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Why are there six?
Because they're great. That's why. There's a Tremors TV movie?
There's a TV series.
What?
Right?
All right, so we have Tremors.
Am I wrong about that?
No, there is.
The 1990 classic. Tremors, for people listening, there's a TV movie, which I think it looks like it's the same. I don't know.
It looks like
maybe it got
wasn't
cut
a TV
down.
Movie,
I don't
though,
think
was
it was.
It?
No, it definitely wasn't. It came out in theaters. I saw it. Tremors Cold Day in Hell.
It was a TV series.
That's a video. Tremors 2 Aftershock video. What is video?
It's just like scrolling straight to video.
No,
oh, straight to video movie.
Oh, got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Cool.
There's.
So only two of them
six.
Were in theaters?
No, no only,
only
one
of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, Tremors 2 did not come out in theaters because they lost Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon was the lead. They had Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward. And Fred Ward, if you remember, was in one of a great movie in the 80s called, what the fuck was I lost it. Now I gotta look that up. Anyway, long story short is Kevin Bacon, big draw. Kevin Bacon's like, I'm doing one of these for the money. And then left, and it was perfect.
Yeah, Tremors 2 had the little raptor ones with heat-seeking eyes.
But it still has
what are they called, butt blasters?
Really?
I think that's what they were called.
I still
are those the third ones?
Which was the one where they covered themselves in the fire extinguisher so they wouldn't be seen by the heat
That's
heat
the
seeking.
Predator. That's the movie
no.
The Predator starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
and Carl Weathers.
Tremors had a television reboot.
But that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count. I would imagine.
That doesn't count.
So with there's Kevin Bacon again.
Really?
I think this is just a recut of the first.
Yeah,
movie.
I'm pretty sure it's
but
just. I think it's just a made-for-TV movie.
That other person aren't in it, right?
There's definitely six of them.
Michael Gross, who I believe wasn't he the dad in Family Ties?
No idea.
This guy. Sha-la-la-la.
I don't know. What
maybe it was Tremors 3.
He was.
He looked it. Thinking Family Ties.
Which one had the Raptors?
Damn, he must have been like 5 years older than Alex P. Keaton. The Raptors again. That is Jurassic Park. That's what you're thinking.
Which one had the little raptors?
No, I don't think I've seen.
It was this one.
Y'all, I don't think. Oh, yeah. Wow, look at that shot.
That does not look
that looks like great.
Watch people on this thing.
That looks like when you want to get into 3D, but you don't want to pay for it. So you get whatever Google's 3D thing is that's free, or like Blender, and you try to figure it out, and it's there.
No, it just
looks. Was that Dax Shepard?
No,
of course not.
Oh, that guy. So those guys were both in the original, which is great. And I think he became the lead in this, if I'm not mistaken. I think Michael Gross was the lead in the Tremors series from here on out.
I believe Fred Ward. Back to it.
Go back to Tremors 2. Is Fred Ward in Tremors 3?
Hold on.
Let's look at this. This is important, guys. We are going to get to watching the Deadpool 2 trailer in a little bit, but this,
did
I think, is
more
important.
Is that
really
what we decide?
Pressing matters.
Joey, move on one side of the camera.
Fred Ward not in it. Fred Ward not in it.
Not in this one at all. Huh.
Go back to Tremors 2. Can we get a Tremors 2? There we go.
Got it. Don't worry.
Aftershocks.
That's what it's called.
Fred Ward is in this. Okay, so yeah. Fred Ward.
He was the main guy in this.
Fred Ward was in a movie. God damn it. What was it called? Not Buckaroo Banzai. I love that movie. Hold on. I gotta look at this.
I feel like you. Yeah,
talk amongst yourselves for a second.
He was in a Joe Dirt. He was Joe Dirt's dad.
He was great. Yeah. He was in a movie
also
called
in Sweet Home Alabama.
Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins. Which is a bold title for a movie that only had one of them. Because they wanted, they wanted to do the Remo Williams, The Adventure Continues. I don't think they ever got around to that.
Okay, damn.
But it's a great movie that you guys should absolutely go watch. Fred Ward, not a leading man, but he does it.
Tremors, what was the name of this movie?
This is Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins. And Tremors 4, The Legend Begins.
Right.
And I feel like this is where we start to get into conspiracy theory territory right now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Shared universe.
Bold move to call the fourth one the beginning.
Well, it's a prequel.
It's the prequel. Yeah.
It's in the Wild West.
Yeah.
Do you see?
I do. Well,
now,
I think we have not.
I think we've been sleeping on the Tremors series. I think we all assumed Tremors 1 was a good movie, and the rest of them were absolute just dog shit.
Jamie Kennedy was in Part 5.
Yeah. Jamie Kennedy
said that earlier,
everywhere, bro.
No, he was in Part 6. But in the prior screen, that's him right there. I didn't know he was in Part 5.
Yeah, Jared, we're still talking about Tremors.
No
23 minutes into the show.
No one mentioned the 13-episode run of Tremors, the series.
Now, we didn't know what it was.
I have, Jared.
We glossed over
it. I talked about it.
We kind of glossed over it.
My biggest
great.
Confusion is the difference between Tremors, the TV movie, and Tremors 1.
I think it's just recut for TV because it's the exact same cast.
Yeah.
There's no way they got Kevin Bacon back to do TV that early.
No.
Until he was like, wow, my career is not doing anything, and now I'm going.
Plus both of them.
Who the fuck knows about IMDb, man? I'm on IMDb. I haven't done shit in my life. That's right, guys. Go over and check out my IMDb page. I'm there because Sean Finnegan put me there for like up at noon.
Really?
Yeah. If you Google me, if you search me in IMDb, I'm there for just the stupidest credits ever. Avengers boy band, I think, is one of them.
You're on there for I think someone added
we're all on there.
Yeah, we're all in there for the anime. There was a best friend a while back that was updating it, and then he was just like, "This is too hard. I'm not doing this shit anymore."
Yeah, that's understandable.
Kevin and I got put in because of the Sugar Pine 7.
What?
Yeah, that's not listed.
That doesn't count. I'm sorry, guys. Listen, I love you, but if you're not doing a legit TV show or a legit movie, you don't belong in there. And I say that knowing that all of my credits should not be on IMDb.
Wait, can you go back? There was a link about someone.
Well, by the way, it says up at noon.
Prank calling Kevin Costner.
Producer, 22 episodes. I did like 400 episodes of that show.
Oh, interrogation's gone wrong. Kurt Russell is prank calling Kevin Costner.
I want to see that video.
I know, right?
For sure. For sure. I just don't respect anyone that does anything on the internet and gets an IMDb credit for it. I'm sorry, I'm old school. Forget it, you didn't do it.
You are. You're the type that's like, no, Netflix movie can't be at con.
Shit, he got you, old man.
Damn.
Yeah. You know what? If you don't come out in the theaters, maybe you don't deserve to fucking have my love.
So this is just a cool name for a movie that has nothing to do with either of these people?
Oh, I think it's just a joke.
Oh, is it?
I think it's like a funny or die thing or something like that. Because Funny or Die gets credit. This is what I'm saying. IMDb used to be the last bastion of purity. It used to be the last place where you didn't have fake news. And now what the fuck is this? Why are we getting Tremors, the movie, the TV show, the movie? Who the hell knows? And that, ladies and gentlemen, wraps up our first ever It's Tremors podcast. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening.
Should we change the name to Get Tremors or Feel Tremors? Or did you feel that? What? How about, hey, ooh, did you feel that?
No, that's the slogan. I feel like
good point.
We'll workshop
it's Tremors.
Some stuff. Yeah.
Hey, did you feel that?
We'll workshop some stuff. Okay. Because I'm not, I mean, you know, that theme song, although it was perfect.
Give it to me one more
time. I wouldn't
be
able to recite it.
It's Tremors. It's Tremors. Did you feel that? It's Tremors. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the second episode ever of It's Tremors. I want to keep talking about. I wish, here's the thing. I know no one would ever listen to it, and Tim Geddes is probably rolling over in his fucking grave right now. Yeah. Because every time I start the show with Tremors, and I name an episode of this show, It's Tremors. We talked about Tremors series for 5 hours. It's like, no one's going to watch that. And he's always right. But I just really enjoy talking to you guys about obscure, stupid movies, including Grease 2, which I have yet to watch.
I know. I'm very disappointed.
I got to go back and watch it.
I still want to do, we still need to do the disaster movies.
We do.
Elise up here, the Geostorm podcast.
I would love to do that. Maybe we could do that in like after MCU and review when we've exhausted literally every cool nerd thing that will get clicks. We can go back and do disaster movies. Like, we start with, here's what we said. What do we start with?
Adventure?
No. We don't start with that, Joe.
Oh.
You start with the best disaster movie ever made.
Towering Inferno.
Ooh, oh my God, I just want you to hit me over the head with this. You're so wrong.
Armageddon?
She's so, Armageddon, get it on. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought we were going chronologically.
No, no, there's no, who knows when these things were made? It doesn't matter.
Can we just talk about how fucked up it is that Reba McEntire never came back to another Tremors movie?
Yeah.
Michael Gross's wife, obviously, in Tremors.
What happened to her?
She got written out. Well, I'm sure she wanted too much money, similar to everybody else.
Oh, she probably had Reba. Maybe she was doing Reba at the time.
Tremors just hemorrhages people as the series goes on, which is fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they clearly couldn't afford Kevin Bacon to come back, but they got Fred Ward. He was like, I'll come back for free. Just put me in a movie, please. Then he didn't even come back for Tremors 3. Yeah. Michael Gross,
though. He found a woman. That was his thing. A Playboy playmate that he had on the wall, which is weird, but yeah.
And I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
You remember this?
Does Michael Gross ever age? Because you look at him in all these movies, he looks exactly like he did when he was Alex B. Keaton's dad in Family Ties. Mm-hmm. It's trippy. Also, you're giving me massive Alex B. Keaton vibes with the hair right now, babe.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh my God. You have 80s hair like I've never seen, and I want you and you and Kevin are like
but also, it's the varsity jacket that
I'm
makes it.
I do look like I'm one of your kids or whatever.
No, you know what you look like? You look like the best friend of the bully
Skippy
in the movie who also plays football. But like is like wants to be nice.
I want to be a nice
but he
guy.
Also wants to be cool.
I'm in love with the nerdy girl. It's on the nerd team. Yeah. I'm like, oh man.
But you're willing to just bully Daniel LaRusso just to fit in because high school is tough.
High school stuff.
High school stuff.
But then you turn at the end. You turn at the end.
How cold my hands are.
Yeah,
I'm cold too today. I was a little cold, but I warmed it up. We warmed it up with this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. That's episode 2 of It's Tremors. Thank you so much for joining us, Joey. Thanks so much for joining us there. Continuing housekeeping. There is a battle. Raging on the internet.
Nobody has ever seen a battle quite like this.
And when we started, when I came up with this idea and single-handedly spearheaded the idea for the first annual Best Friend Tournament via just saying a stupid joke and then you guys ran with it and I was like, please don't do this. This is going to kill all of our relationships with people.
I could have sworn
I didn't realize that it was going to, that there was going to be a battle that was this heated, okay? And to be honest, it's because it actually didn't happen until last night because no one else cared about it more than DiGiorno. DiGiorno is the only brand that actually gave a shit and tried. Troy Baker tried a little bit there. We saw Xavier Woods care a little bit there.
A little bit, yeah.
But DiGiorno went hard last night.
I'd say Xavier Woods cared quite a bit. It was his pinned tweet.
What does that mean?
You're pinning?
No, I know what a pinned tweet is. That takes 5 seconds to pin your tweet there. Nobody looks at your
pinned
tweet.
I'm not talking about the time it takes. I'm talking about the important placement of it. A pinned tweet is prime real estate. That's showing people this is the most important thing.
A pinned tweet is like a sign on a house that hasn't sold in a year. It doesn't fucking matter.
No, you're wrong.
It's useless.
My pinned tweet could be all of my social links, but you know what? I'm going to replace it with this thing that I want you to vote on.
Well, either way, he lost.
Yeah.
But to DiGiorno, we love you and we appreciate you. Valiant effort last night. So valiant, you almost turned the tide in your favor. They were reaching out to every single person, but they unfortunately lost. Now it is Barb versus Elise in what I have to imagine. I mean, this is the Sophie's Choice if I've ever seen one.
Oh my God!
I have to abstain from voting.
This is watching fucking a sport where Canadians are only good at it, and you're like, well, of course a Canadian's going to be in at the end. Like, we just got to root for a Canadian now.
Yeah.
That's what this is right here.
Now, Kevin, can you bring up the next tweet, please, here from DiGiorno? This is their official statement after having lost, just getting trounced by Barb. It was close, but
God,
you still...
bless them. They tried really so hard.
They really did.
I thought they were going to pull it out.
No, yesterday they were like 35%. Like down.
Oh, but that was right at the start. Though.
No. I'm talking last night.
What's the final ruling on the poll? Can we look that up? Keep this up here, though. I want to read this while you're looking that up.
Okay.
Keep this up for the audience.
They had the lead by like 40%.
No. DiGiorno?
Yes.
They were losing from the get-go.
No, DiGiorno came back in such a huge way.
It came back, but never in a huge way. At the most I ever saw, it was 51-49.
No, they were up 59-41. They were up like 59-41.
That's a presidential election right there, ladies and gentlemen. They'll call that close.
And it's because they got, they did the really, what I would say, dirty move, but it worked in their favor. They got really, really huge people to vote for them.
And we're going to get to that in one second. We're going to get to that in 1 second. Before we do, I did want to read their final statement here as they graciously lost. They called up Barb and said, Barb, we concede the election. You are now the final. You are almost the final. We beat a beer. We beat a cookie. We beat a hot dog. We could not beat a Barb. We just sent a message to Barb congratulating her on the win. While we are saddened, devastated, we know we lost to an amazing opponent and human being. To be declared as the brand to represent this community and something we don't take lightly, thank you for welcoming us last summer with open arms when it was all about close friends grilling pizza on a roof. Your positivity is infectious and something we need more of in this world. We are honored to be a best friend. Love that statement.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Barb, of course, graciously won as well. If you bring up this next...
you always feel bad for the loser.
I don't, because, I just don't think about it. Barb says, after over 70,000 votes and an intense 24 hours, thank you to all of you who have moved on to the Kind of Funny Best Friends vids. Hashtag KF Tourney Finals against my love, Elise Williams. Massive kudos to the journos and their incredible social team for putting up one hell of a fight. You are dedicated as hell, she goes on to say, even though this is something that's just for fun. Seeing everyone's support for me during this was beyond heartwarming. I love you all. Obviously, this whole thing is a giant goof. I'm happy to see some level of positivity come out of it and not all of our friends uniting against us to just engulf
us and
fuck us up. I don't think they'd kill us. I think that, but I fully expected one or three of our friends to be outside waiting for us and just like beat us up a little bit.
Yeah, fucking.
Just that sound of like of tennis shoes on asphalt and then hitting the ground and then someone soccer kicking you in the fucking face. I expected that a little bit.
Sending someone come after me.
But it sounds like we're not gonna. Now here's what I'm gonna say. I don't know Bob DiGiorno very well, but I respect how much I respect Bobby DiGiorno's Twitter game. I want whoever runs, I hope his name is Bob, and I hope he is the person who runs the DiGiorno social feeds. I think he should get a raise from this. I think he should get a promotion and a raise from this.
It's very
Maybe even he gets to take care of the Instagram and Snapchat pages. Sure. I don't know what his job is right now. I don't know if Bobby is a 19-year-old young buck.
I don't know the name of
Bobby.
Went
behind the ears. Maybe he's like got great thighs, just glistening thighs, and just like fucking just gets jacked. Or maybe Bobby is a 56-year-old man who just figured out like how Twitter works, just like me.
Fucking
either way, though. Bobby DiGiorno, if you're watching out there, let us know if this got you a raise. If not, crime against humanity.
The whole time I wanted crime Barb to destroy humanity. DiGiorno.
Yeah.
I wanted Barb to destroy DiGiorno.
DiGiorno Pizza in the chat says, not Bob. It's not.
Now
my name
I see
not Bob.
DiGiorno's hustle. I've always respected DiGiorno, but I wanted them to lose really bad.
Yeah.
Now that they've lost, I feel bad.
You feel bad.
Yeah.
But it was. You feel bad like when you're watching the Super Bowl and you like both teams.
Now I was campaigning for Barb in the Rooster Teeth Facebook group.
I said no matter what, do not
Rooster
vote for DiGiorno.
Subreddit.
Yeah.
What?
I said because it's Barb.
I was on DiGiorno's side.
This is Barb is a person who is
DiGiorno?
Fucking ride or die us. She lent me her voice talents for like 80 episodes of the animated show for free.
Yeah.
And let me fly down to Austin and spend like half a day recording with her. This is a person who would give us anything. Now, granted, Bob DiGiorno gave us free pizza. So they are equal. But Barb nudges it out just a little bit more because she had me on a podcast.
I got a...
So DiGiorno, when you do a pizza podcast, which you absolutely now should, called the DiGiorno Pizza Podcast, have your boy Nick Scarpino on. I'm Italian.
I got a text message from Greg Miller last night.
Give me the DiGiorno Pizza theme song right now for the pizza podcast. Hey, it's pizza. It's a pizza podcast. It's pizza. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the pizza.
You should have known it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you get that pizza delivered? You're wasting your stupid fucking life.
I got a text message from Greg Miller last night.
Eating right now. Yeah.
And Greg said, I'll read it back to you word for word.
Give it to me.
I was,
A tree of trust, man. Come on.
Tree of trust? Yeah, I mean, you know.
Are you kidding me? Every time I text Andy anything, it winds up on Twitter.
He said, you piece of crap.
Yeah.
I went to vote for DiGiorno with the Ragu Bagu Vids account, and you already voted for Barb. And you already voted for Barb, and I said, you're damn right I did.
Yeah, you're fucking it right.
You're damn right I did.
You snooze, you lose, Barb!
Yeah!
You snooze, you lose. Among the people who came out to support DiGiorno.
Are we gonna get to news stories?
No, it doesn't matter. There's only one good news story. We're gonna watch the Deadpool trailer in a little bit, and we're gonna try to figure out how to not get claimed on it. Yeah, we'll watch it, but we'll watch it without them watching it, and they can just watch it, and we'll all time it together. We'll figure it out in a second. But I did want to bring this up. Now, I don't know who Lil Yachty is. I'm sure Cool Greg does, because I clicked on this. Click through to his profile. He says, always and forever with you, DiGiorno.
You know who Lil Yachty is. You've talked about him many times.
No. I talk about Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
I talk about Lil Uzi Vert. I don't know
And then the last one is Lil Yachty, when you say those.
I don't know Lil Yachty.
Lil
Yachty. But click on him. I want to just pay my respects to Lil Yachty's description here, who says, his name is King of Youth, at Lil Yachty, and they said, they hate on me, but they hated Jesus.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
They hate on me, but they also hated Jesus. I just want you to understand that.
4.09 million followers.
Yeah. So while I'm sitting here in my glass palace making fun of this young man, he's out there making real money and making a real waves. And
so much money.
Just like Jesus.
So much money.
He's just like Jesus.
Yeah.
I look at him, I think, Jesus would have worn that chain.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for housekeeping. Do we need to roll the graphic again, Kev? What's the protocol on that?
That's not it for housekeeping.
Do we have one more? Oh my God! We have the NIT, the Nitwit show, which is worse, Pepsi or Chardonnay? Now to clarify, because Kevin Coelho from the pit over there brought up a very good question: if I'm voting for Pepsi, does that mean Pepsi is worse than Chardonnay, or do I have to vote for Chardonnay if I want Chardonnay to win? You're voting for what is worse. So if you hate Pepsi more than Chardonnay, you vote for Pepsi.
Nick, I can't vote for Pepsi no matter what.
Pepsi's delicious, so I'm
but you're voting against Pepsi.
I can't vote for Pepsi though.
Then vote. Here's my thing.
I'm gonna abstain.
I'm gonna say something crazy.
I hate.
Well, I have to abstain in the final as well, so you won't be alone.
Pepsi's delicious.
Well, with this one, I don't dislike Chardonnay. It's buttery. It's oaky. It's well rounded. It's a nice little beverage for the evening if you don't want a cocktail or a beer. I don't understand why everyone hates Chardonnay.
Why do people hate Pepsi? It's good.
Because Pepsi tastes like saccharine dog shit mixed together and just with some bubbles in it.
You're nailing it,
You put a Diet Coke up against the Pepsi, and Diet Coke, they don't even look their way.
Wild cherry Pepsi? Right. Give me a wild cherry Pepsi all day.
Fucking cherry Pepsi Diet Blue? Coke, bruh.
Pepsi Blue? Oof. Remember that? Loved it.
No, dude, Pepsi Blue was nasty.
Man,
Pepsi
Coke has this. Coke has this commercial. Have you seen their newest commercial? Where they're like, hey, we're Coca-Cola.
I'm Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, we're Coca-Cola. We do all sorts of other cool shit. Hey, did you know we own these brands? And they go through all the brands they own, and I'm like, I've been fucking duped, man. I've been drinking smart water, thinking it's this cool thing, this indie product, and it's just a Coca-Cola product.
Cool, yeah.
They have Honest Tea, smart water, Odwalla, the juices.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
That's Coca-Cola. They fucking own everything. I think they might own Kevin.
That's why he's so
vehemently
against Pepsi. Hey,
Coke, if you're there and you want to buy me, I'm not that expensive.
How much are you going to sell yourself to Coke for, Kev?
Coke?
Pickle Kev Dog. Yeah.
What does that mean, though? Let's.
They own you forever, and whatever they want you to say, you have to say. So whenever anyone talks about Pepsi, you shit yourself, throw it at them, and go, Pepsi is horrible.
Do they handle all the, like, legalities?
Yeah. No, they got you.
Did they give him the ability to shit on command?
Up to a point, and then you know that they're going to just cut you loose.
Oh, I have that ability.
Up to a certain point, you are covered by their legal team until you do something really bad, and then they have to cut you loose and say they never worked with you. You know, how much is that? What are we talking, a year?
A year?
Yeah, yearly a salary to work.
Oh, I thought this was a life thing.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's legal to buy someone for life, but we'll look into that.
Okay.
Let's say for life. What is it, mil?
No.
Rest of your life. You got to talk about Coke.
Well, no, I'm thinking for a year.
Yearly salary, ballpark of formula.
Year, do it for 100.
100?
150.
I'd do it for 100. Yeah. 150?
Anywhere between there.
We'll start
I'm gonna
at 150.
Come in, I'm
we'll
come
see
in, yeah, it's the thing.
Come
I'm
going to
come in at 150.
We're going to see where we go.
Hey, they want to lower it? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Remember, everyone, geez Louise, if you want to support this beautiful show with a tip, we read tips at the $5 above level or 500 bits. How do you get bits? I don't know, but it's not a Fitbit. I've been told that.
Do you all know the special deal that's going on right now?
It's on sale, dude.
No, I don't care.
Special deal right now. If you are a Twitch Prime member,
yeah.
500 bits only costs $1 right now.
Wow.
So normally you pay $7.
So that's a 5-for-1 savings.
Exactly.
Because yeah. normally it's 500 bits for $5.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Microsoft points again. It's fucking stupid. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be watching the Deadpool 2, the final trailer, right now. Here's the dealio, though. Kevin has reminded me that the last time we watched the Deadpool trailer, we had to tear down the entire show and re-upload it because Fox are assholes and they don't want us to get the message out about this cool indie movie called Deadpool 2 that you've never heard of before. So what we're going to do right now is give you a second to cue that trailer up on a split screen because we know y'all are watching this at home. Yeah, if you want to drop it into the thing, yeah, that's fine. This is the real Deadpool 2 trailer from 20th Century Fox. We're going to be watching that. We'll try to keep the volume down a little bit, but I'll give you guys the 3-2-1 countdown, and then you can see me and Andy's legit reacts to it. And I'm doing this largely just so I can name this Deadpool 2, the final trailer reacts, so Tim Geddes gets off my fucking back.
Can you hear that at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear it.
That was audible?
Yeah, it could be a little louder. But everything can always be a little
Yeah, it looks like people in chat already have access to the link.
Okay, well, there's
good job, Kevin. Thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
So,
if you're watching this on YouTube, I'll give you the countdown. If you haven't queued it up by now and you just want to see our dumb shit faces react to this, then good for you.
Can I do the MTV countdown?
What is it?
In 5.
No, don't do it yet.
4.
Kev, are we good?
Oh, I was just going to mute some dude that's telling me to stop spamming. But
oh, go ahead. We'll wait.
Yeah. In 5.
Mute him for at least 15 seconds, though. What's the minimum you can beat him for?
When I do it, it does it for 10 minutes, so.
Okay, great.
Done. In 5.
And it crashed.
What crashed?
I don't know. It didn't let me. All right.
Fuck it.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and now.
Oh, I think it's the line.
That's okay.
You're getting close. You all know the drill. Intercept the convoy. Watch out for
He looks so cool in this. Who the fuck is that guy?
There's this kid. He's in trouble.
Move or die.
Pump the hate breaks, Thanos. They let Cable get to him. They can't do this alone. They back up. We're gonna form a super duper fucking group. It's time to get back on LinkedIn. My name's Shatterstar.
Domino, I'm lucky.
Isn't a superpower. It's certainly not very cinematic.
Yes, it is.
Let's meet in the middle and say no.
That's like a Kevin Coyle argument right there. I love that they keep rocking this song. That's on our side, not in the trailer.
Bring it on, really.
I love that.
Yeah. Your bullets. They're really fast.
Last but not least, Peter. Howard, you want to tell us?
You're in.
I hope they keep that joke going the entire time. Either that, or I hope he dies. Like,
you know what?
Right at the beginning. Just
Peter's in, and I'm in too now.
Oh my God.
I'm so in.
Were you not in prior to this?
I mean, no. I was always in.
I just got to tell you, what a good thing there. What a great. You know what? Here. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
First off, I don't remember laughing out loud like I did right now to any trailer in the last...
Happened. Nope.
I don't know how long.
Uh-uh.
Wow.
Uh-uh.
That was fucking hilarious. I was not expecting that.
When you see Bob... What is it? Bob? What's his name?
I already forgot his name.
The guy, the normal Nick Offerman looking guy?
Dave? Or
Dave? When you see him at the beginning, you're like, who the... I was literally...
Peter.
I was like, who the fuck is that guy? He's just a normal dude with a mustache.
Jumping from a fucking helicopter or airplane or something.
That is the funniest thing. I saw another trailer that spoiled the bullet joke. They had a TV trailer that spoiled that. But I just want to give a quick shout out to the fact that he calls him One-Eye Willie. Do you know what that's from?
No, I don't.
That's the treasure. One-Eyed Willie's treasure is what they're searching for in the Goonies, which Josh Brolin was in when he was like early 20s.
Okay, that's funny.
It's such a goddamn meta joke.
That's a good
And the DC joke, come on.
Yeah.
I love that. I love there's a Thanos joke in there too, which is great that now they can make so Marvel and Disney doesn't sue them because now they're kind of the same family-ish.
That's so awesome.
It's so good.
I love that. Oh my God.
This movie just looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
It's a nice fun romp.
You know what
you
it
take
is?
A little date out with you. Maybe you are banging your friend's wife and you bring out both of them together.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but you don't tell him that you're banging her.
No, maybe he wants to watch.
It's sexy.
Maybe it's one of those situations.
Maybe he wants you to not, like he knows, but he says, let's not call attention to it because I want to be like cuckolded.
I want you to
accidentally hit me over the head and then tie me up and then bang my wife in front of me.
Like bang my wife for me and let me watch. And then take her out on a date and let me watch you while watching the movie.
Yeah.
It goes in. It's
just a weird.
It's not just sex. It applies to a lot of different situations.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel you and you feel me. Excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very excited for that. Thanks for watching that with us, guys. All right, Kev, bring up this next thing. Now, not one for, hey, let's look at posters on this video show that we do. But I just want to say, the Alden Ehrenreich, whatever, fine. Chewie, great. Girl from Game of Thrones, great. Shout out to Woody Harrelson. Look at how dominant Daniel Glover is in this.
Donald
Glover. Who's Dan? Oh, I'm thinking Danny Glover. Who is it? Murtaugh. Yeah, Donald Glover.
They got
whatever.
Confused their
Donald
whole lives.
Glover. Tell me this movie shouldn't have been called Lando and it shouldn't have been a Lando movie.
Look how fucking. Look. First off, the choice of costume design. It's like they knew while making this poster, Lando's the star of the show.
Lando's a pimp.
Let's put him fucking front and center in a bright ass yellow jacket. He looks so goddamn cool.
It's not a jacket, it's a shirt, and he's got a cape over it like a fucking pimp. He's wearing the old school like outfit that he wore in Empire
Strikes Back. Right, but it's got like, there's like a fold down.
No, that was like, remember how when you saw Han had that same style of shirt where like it's a collar, it's just a collar for the shirt. It's pimp.
It's got
the French cuff going on there.
It just
smoking
looks cool
a cigarette or doing whatever. Oh, that's just a ring. He's a pimp sauce. I like that there's like a tie.
It's a great costume design.
Fantastic.
It's a great costume design.
Is this movie going to be good?
I think it is. I will bet. I'm willing to make a bet. I'm willing to make a bet.
There it is.
I will buy you lunch.
Okay.
If.
Wait, do I get lunch?
No, only Nick.
We buy you lunch every day.
Yeah, but like I did the Tremors thing.
Yeah, I'll get you lunch.
You had IMDb up. You couldn't.
I already knew that. I love the Tremors movies. I haven't seen 5 and 6.
I think it's 100% believable that Kevin loves the Tremors movies.
I will buy you lunch if the movie Solo comes in at an 80 or above Rotten Tomatoes.
Deal. And I will take that lunch if it does.
Okay. Deal. Wait. Are you not going to?
Deal.
You're not going to?
Shake my hand. Get it in there.
Is there going to be?
Put it in there. Fine, I'll buy you lunch if it's underneath an 85.
So 79.9 or below.
80 or above, you buy me lunch. 79.99 or below. Yeah. On what? On Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. That's a little misleading.
Maybe.
Because most people are going to say, go see the Star Wars movie. What is the Last Jedi at right now on Rotten Tomatoes?
Probably like 92. No, didn't it get destroyed?
I think there was like the conspiracy against it though, wasn't there? A bunch of people said fuck this, and then they all rallied and like tried to ruin the Rotten Tomatoes as if they're gonna take any money out of.
No, like the.
It's at 91.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't.
The succeed. Audience score came down.
They did not succeed. The audience score is at 47%. What? But see, here's what Rotten Tomatoes is stupid. We should do Metacritic. Does Metacritic?
Yeah. Metacritic's so strict though.
Yeah, I love that.
That's it's.
It's an actual gauge. Because
if we go Metacritic, then I would say 70 or below. Because there are some really good.
What does 91% mean? That just means 91% of people who saw this movie think you should
recommend
go see
it.
Yeah, yeah, that's dumb. I want people's actual feelings on the movie.
What's Metacritic?
85. Fuck Metacritic. They're totally wrong.
If you look at a lot of like awesome Marvel movies recently that are at least awesome in my opinion, like I think Spider-Man had like a 73 Metacritic or
look up Spider-Man Homecoming here on the Metacritic.
Because there are some reviewers who are like, this movie is shit. I'm giving it a 2 out of 10.
They're dumb.
Whatever.
They're clearly dumb people.
Yeah, 73.
I would say, all kidding aside, go form your own opinion of things, unless it's The Last Jedi, in which case, just listen exactly to me.
Like, if you think Last Jedi is better than Homecoming.
There's no way The Last Jedi is better than Homecoming. No way.
Well, I think Metacritic isn't saying it's better. It's saying that, like, the scores average out to be better.
Stupid. No, but yeah, exactly. But that's why I'm saying Metacritic's so strict.
Metacritic is not, Metacritic isn't a human being. They're not saying anything. They're just a conduit through which other people can average their scores.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes made a... Jesus, I'm up against the wall.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. I've done this show for like 3 weeks in a row, and I tell you, it's taking its toll. Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes makes no sense. It's stupid. It's stupid. Because people go there, oh, it's a 91. That must be a real review. No. If you guys want the real deal Holyfield 4 reviews, follow at KindaFunnyKevin on Twitter. Hashtag MoviePass review.
Whoa, this story.
This is dope.
Are you sure this is not an ad again?
No. No, I look. This is actually on the Hollywood Reporter.
Can we
go?
Go
ahead.
Bring this up.
Can we go?
You want to go in November?
Yeah.
This comes from the Hollywood Reporter. LED video wall debuts at first Los Angeles theater. God damn it, there's a fucking ad on this. I'm doing a show. It opens to moviegoers this weekend, just prior to the start of CinemaCon. A year ago at CinemaCon, was it a year ago already we reported that? Crazy how time flies when you're having fun.
I don't remember this.
Samsung and Sony introduced a disruptive vision for the next stage of cinema, replacing projectors, a staple of movies since the start, with large LED video walls. And on Friday, just prior to CinemaCon 2018, Samsung will help open the first LED cinema screen in the U.S. at Pacific Theaters. What the heck? Winnetka? That's a real word? With XG in Chatsworth, California, where audience... Why the fuck there? That's weird. Audiences may begin attending movies this weekend. The screen is 33.8 feet wide and 17.7 feet in height. That's a little bit bigger than the one we have behind us. With nearly 9 million pixels. Though, what's that? It's way bigger. I'm joking.
He's joking.
It's
so much bigger.
This, for context, the one behind 13. Us right now is maybe...
9x13.
9x13.
Yeah, no, I totally got it.
So, it's about three... No, what, like... Kevin, do the math on that.
I wasn't listening to the numbers originally. I'm sorry.
33 wide.
33 by 17. It's about 34 by 18.
It's like three times.
Three times? This right. is a good three or four times?
Yeah.
It might be eight times. Nobody knows. It supports 2K and 4K resolutions, 3D, high dynamic range imagery, and meets Studio Consortium Digital Cinema Initiative's DCI technical specifications for cinema use. I talked about this last time we talked. We read that ad on Samsung about this. By accident, because I thought it was a real story. Turns out it was just an advert, as they say in the UK. This, no surprise here. Projector technology is dumb. It doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. When you start thinking about how cheap LED screens are now and how precise they can get, like this, I don't know what the pitch is. I'd like to know what pitch LED screen this is. This is a 2.9 pitch screen, and if you're standing 20 feet away from it, it looks crystal clear. If they get a 0.9, they have 0.9 millimeter screens now for indoor use, and it's like watching a TV. You have to like get up real close to it to see the actual pixels. Yeah. So if there's a 30 foot screen out there, I think it's gonna look amazing. And these things are flawless, man.
I can't, like, this is what I've been wanting. Every time we go see an event, or every time we go see like a, we go to a video game event, and sure. they show us this new game on this like giant ass TV, like the biggest TV they have, like an 80 inch LED or whatever. Just like, man, I wish we had theaters with this sort of tech. Like that would get me.
Theaters don't look bad, right?
Well, I don't know. Projections great, but what you get out of here's the downside to this is it's going to look like you're watching a giant TV. Projection has, but the projection itself lends a little bit to the image quality. It softens it a little bit. It gives it a little bit more of a cinematic quality. Here, you're literally going to be watching. I mean, this is one step further towards saying, why the fuck wouldn't I just stay home? Because I have a 4K TV. Yeah. Like, I'll go watch this at Tim's house. Mm. It's pretty much very similar technology.
I'd say that same argument.
I disagree, because this is 89 times like,
oh, it's dope, and you got better sound. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I still prefer...
Times bigger.
It's 89 times bigger.
Yeah,
is what he was gonna say.
Well, yeah, but you're also 89 times farther away.
No, you are. I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Sure. See, watch. I'm looking at it right here. This is roughly the same. Look at this image here that Kevin could pull up. This is actually just the exact same.
How am I gonna buy $20 popcorn?
Kevin, pull the image up.
Kevin.
Sorry. Huh?
How am I gonna buy $20 popcorn then?
They're not even $20.
Like, there you go, right there.
Concessions aren't even that expensive. They're like $5.
No, they're expensive. Dude, I spend like $30 every time I go. Now, granted, it's because I buy a bunch of candy for Andy, so I can take it out of my pocket and go, is it Twix time?
Is it Twix time? I think that LED technology like this, I think this could be the next bastion.
Oh no, it's definitely the next. Like, listen, the movies have been moving more toward a catered experience. They've got assigned seating. Some movies are allowing you alcohol and food, things like that. Projection technology is dumb. This is one step further toward, hey, it's so much easier. You don't have to focus the projector. You literally just bring up the file on a computer, double click it, and it's on the screen, and you're ready to rock and roll. That's all you got to do. I'm sure I'm oversimplifying the sound setup for it, but literally that's all the screen is. It's just a second screen. It's like another monitor that you have that you're just HDMI'd into. So I'm sure this one's going to be a lot. Ignacio Rojas says, man, it's going to be a pain in the ass when those pixels eventually die. No, it's not. Because A, they don't die for a very, very long time, and B, if they go bad, they're in quadrants. So you just go up there, pop a little quadrant out, put a brand new one in, send it back, get it repaired, and then you just recalibrate it.
It's pretty easy with this setup. Not easy, but like it's
pretty easy. Oh, it's just as easy here. You just got a little man lift.
What I'm saying is, this only goes up 9 feet.
Yeah, but then we don't have
a 40. You still have to take it completely down to switch out that quadrant. Really?
Yeah, you can pop these out. I can pop the middle one out right there, and then you pop it in. They're not the panel. Has quadrants. The quadrants themselves you can pop out and pull and push in. They're this big. The panel's this big. They have quads
right, you can push out.
My only concern is what happens when that first asshole kid throws a fucking soda at it and it smashes 15 pixels. What are you going to do then? That might be a little annoying.
Glass or like plastic panel.
They might have to. And that's going to
be. That's going to suck.
That would suck because that would.
Well, I mean, when do people throw stuff at.
Dude, every time I go, all the time.
Sean Finnegan, anytime anyone makes noise.
He doesn't throw it at the screen, though. He throws it at
I'm talking about, like, people destroying
One out of every, like, maybe 20 screens I see, there's a stain because some asshole kid threw a fucking Coke at the thing. And you can't clean it off because it's a brown Coke on a white screen, and you can't get it out. So, like,
Tide pins.
It pisses me off because when you watch, like, I went to watch Inception, and I was like, cool. There's just, remember the snow scene? There's just a giant brown shit stain on the screen right now, and it's annoying the shit out of me. All right, we're getting real late.
Yeah.
Let's quickly go through PS I Love This Best Friend XO today. Brandon Spaven is shouting out Nick Scarpino. I just wanted to shout out Nick for taking the time to read and reply to all YouTube comments. It means a lot to know that the comments that I and the fellow other best friends make are being read by the People's Champ. I appreciate you guys all for leaving those comments. I try to answer them as fast as I can, but sometimes I have to wait till the end of the day when I'm by myself at 10 o'clock, and then I get real goofy in the comments. Do I make fun of you a lot?
I know you do. I read them. You like comments that specifically insult me.
I thumbs up.
You don't like them, but you also click the heart, which shows other people that, hey, keep making fun of Andy. Uh-huh. This is really enjoyable.
Sometimes I'll reply. If someone says, hey, Andy's not as good as you, I'll thumbs it up. I'll love it. I'll like it. Like, super like it for the channel. Yeah. And then I'll reply this in all capital letters. With a little arrow that points back to the comment.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I like to do. Yeah, that you could literally just as easy get on there and talk shit about me, but you're too.
I do.
You're too lazy.
I do it on the games channel all the time.
Oh, I started having the Prime channel talk shit on the games channel about the games channel.
Oh.
So that's another fun meta thing I'm doing.
That's a weird sort of.
I just like to fuck with people.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
And make sure you click the bell. Some people are not seeing our videos pop up in their feeds.
Click
the bell so you know. When our videos go live.
Ring that bell.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, it's giveaway time. Today's giveaway is brought to you by MeUndies. You've heard us talk about MeUndies for a very, very long time. You know we're big believers of the product. They're the perfect balance of comfort and fit. Every month they have a new and exciting print, and they arrive at your door in a fun bag. They have converted pretty much everyone at the office at this point. Greg loves them, Tim loves them. We had Jack Patillo in on Monday. And the funny thing is when people wear them, they want to show you them because the prints are so fun and they want you to touch them, which to me is a bridge too far. I know they're very, very soft, but please, ladies and gentlemen, my hands, these are my surgical weapons. You see what I'm saying? These are the instruments of my success. I don't even touch myself with these hands. But yet, I'm still compelled to occasionally touch MeUndies because they're very, very, very soft. They have adventurous prints, designs, and they're all limited edition, and new patterns are released every few weeks on a rolling basis. So you don't have to worry about accidentally wearing the same underwear as your friend and then swapping by accident. Like, if you guys are like, let's go skinny dipping, and they're like, wait, which one of these was mine? It's probably because you have exclusive prints. He has exclusive prints. It's totally fine. 100% satisfaction guarantee. MeUndies guarantees you will love their undies or your money back. Right now, they have a great offer. MeUndies is a great offer for the listeners, for any first-time purchasers. When you purchase any MeUndies, you get 20% off and free shipping. They are so sure you'll love the underwear. They offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love the first pair, you get a full refund. No brainer. 20% off your first pair and most comfortable underoos you'll ever wear. Go out there right now. The offer is 20% off, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Take advantage of that very, very, very comfortable, cool underwear. Today's winner wins Slayaway Camp on the PS4. And if Joey knew how to do her job, I'd have a name there right now.
Too busy talking about Tremors.
So here's what we're going to have to do. I'm going to have to ask Kevin to walk into the next room and ask Joey to stop watching Tremors 2. We'll watch that together when we do the watch-along of Tremors.
Leave some for
which
us.
We will do later tonight. Watch along all the 6 Tremors movies. Let's get goofy.
I'm kind of busy on it.
Don't worry about it.
Big Matt 111 says, my first time watching the show live. Welcome,
that's fun.
Big Matt.
That's fun. Well, what is it, Big Mac?
Big Matt.
Well, Big Matt, we're gonna announce the winner of that giveaway right now, as soon as Joey gets the job done. Is she going to get it done? Get it done.
Get the fucking job done.
While we're waiting for that, we'll go into the 3 and 3. If this is your first time watching live, we give everyone the opportunity to say some comments to us, say what's up. I should probably read tips at some point, too.
Yeah.
So we'll do that real quick as well. And then we'll go into sub-only mode. Feel free to shout out the comments as they're coming to us right now. Big old Andy.
Hey, Andy, wish the Spurs some luck and send Pop your love. Yeah, it's very, very sad news. Head coach for the Spurs.
His wife died.
Very, very sad.
How old was she when she died?
I believe she was 60-something, 62. Oh,
that's young.
Yeah, very, very sad. She'd apparently been sick for a while. So, yes, our hearts go out to the San Antonio Spurs family.
Fatefinder gave us a tip and said, thanks for playing Fortnite with me, Andy. Glad I got to take your Fortnite virginity.
Fatefinder got me my first win ever.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Bob Skeleton.
Taco Royale.
Says, whatever. Hey, it's a fucking ripoff. Hey, Nick and Andy, could I get a birthday shout out for Amon Bo Phil? We're spending his birthday watching you guys from our hotel room in Edinburgh. Oh.
What else are you doing?
Yeah. No, let me ask this question. Happy birthday, first off.
Happy birthday.
Thank you guys for watching us in your hotel room. I'm assuming you're on vacation, Edinburgh. Cool. Fun place. What just happened? What were you guys doing right before 11 o'clock? That's what I want to know. Was it breakfast?
What else are you going to do in Edinburgh? Go watch a movie at the Carmike Theaters. That's a reference because there's a city close by where I'm from called Edinburgh, Texas. With no H.
AJ Meadows says, for Kev, I'm the dude. Oh, but you know it's nighttime there where they're at. So maybe they did just finish. A little afternoon delight. No, Andy, no.
Oh. No, I meant like
chugging milk.
Yeah, water bottle.
I'm so thirsty.
Gatorade water bottle.
AJ Meadows says, for Kevin, I'm the dude who made the housekeeping vid. If you could DM me on Twitter, at AJ Meadows, I'll hook you up. I'll hook you dudes up with fixed file that doesn't have a white box center frame and won't need to be keyed.
Keep the key. Keep the key.
Why do we need the key?
We're implementing a new system, remember?
Cut to the video and cut back to us.
No, but wouldn't it be better if it just...
It'd be cool if it transitioned over us. Need the key.
Yeah. No, but it's better then.
It's cool.
It looked cooler.
Cool. Sean Solo Texas says, need a morning show shirt, garbage truck on font, garbage truck on front, and stay in your fucking lane on the back. Okay, we'll work on that.
Joey says it's done, by the way.
Okay, Crooner 500 has given us 500 cheers. Says, first time cheering, love the show. If you guys come to Toronto, I'll keep you, I'll help you get Jesus. Mother and Mary Christ, what is wrong with me today?
You're out of sorts. You gotta play God of War.
I'll help you get a show at the Rivoli.
That's a Nirvana the Band the Show reference.
Great.
Which you need to fucking watch. Well, what are you doing with your life?
I'm gonna play God of War instead.
Nirvana the Band the Show is as good of a show as God of War is a game.
Eat this plastic bag and then shit it out and eat it again. Anton Six says, check out my podcast, the Cheesy Controller Podcast. Arvel Crynide says, ah, yeah.
I feel like
he didn't give us enough cheers for that, so I have to pull that back. Oh, he gave us, well, no, listen. You're not giving me enough cheers here, Arvel Cyanide. So you're not getting it.
Yeah.
What is this? Anton Six gave us 14 cheers? Come on.
Crynid? Cyanide.
I just call it cyanide. Rhymes with Rake says, Nick, the fiance and I watched Casino Royale last night. I think it's the best Bond film, but watching Daniel Craig walk out of the water made me want to go to the gym more. Hashtag Jackmanoff 2018. Very inspirational shot when he walks out in those cute little white like swimsuits of his. Also, dope shot in Spectre when he's sitting by the pool and his muscles are jacked on his back. Jacked. All right. Today's winner of Slayaway Camp comes from, I assume, the Twitch chat. Oh my God, Joey.
The QB. Let's assume it's...
The K-Y-U-U-B-I. Congratulations. If you're in the chat, if not, we'll find you somewhere. You have won. All right. 3 and 3 time. Nirvana, the man, the show, what? Says D.H. Canada. Yeah. No, Andy's just super into Nirvana, the band, the show. That's what that is.
That's a TV show.
Yes.
On Vice.
Which is not a real channel.
God of War needs to unlock already, says Madave7.
Ooh, can't wait.
I mean, Panzer G2 says, Nick skipped my tip. Did I? Yeah, there you go. Table jump with Flapjack. Also, Nick, don't get too close to Andy. You'll get the black
I've
lung.
I've got the black lung.
Did you hear me making fun of you?
No.
About that?
No.
When you were sick the other week and I came in because I had to do the show, but you canceled on me because you didn't want to do the show, but I was like, I guess I'll do the show because I guess it's my show.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, the day before, you're like, I'm starting to feel a little sick. I'm like, I see you planting the seed. You're going to hit me up tomorrow morning, but like, I can't do the show. You hit me up, you're like, Pop, I got the black lung.
Now, Tim and Greg were talking shit about you, because when I texted you that, you said, yeah, I think I'm feeling the same way. And they were like, Nick just feels like he gets sick when people tell him that they think they're getting sick.
No. That night, I started getting I literally started feeling the sore throat tingliness, but mind over matter, I used the champion's mind. To beat it back,
you're
I came into work. By Saturday, I felt fan-fucking-tastic.
You're such a bullshit.
I took one half of one night off.
I got a sinus infection, and I was spitting green.
I went to the gym, because I work out. That's what happened. That is what happened. Let's go to sub-only mode.
How does it feel to always have to be on for the camera?
It's been rough. Yesterday, I feel bad. Greg had to carry the show because I was a little tired.
It's tiring,
yesterday. I came in a little tired today, a little low energy today. Kind of had to conserve that. You guys all brought me back here with your good fun energy, so I appreciate that. It's a team effort.
I'd say there are times where like you have to get mentally prepared for a day of recording party modes.
Fuck.
Where like I may be feeling tired and kind of down, and it's like I have to like. Be in a better mood and let me drink some coffee. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be professional
and get the show done. And it's hard. Monday was the hardest though, when I had the morning show and then two MCU and reviews. Man, I was just throwing crap at a wall on Homecoming. Like, I found myself doing that thing that I hate when I kind of zone out for a second and then I start talking and realize I'm just saying whatever the person said before me because I just lost it. I'm lost in space. Speaking of which, not very good show.
I've heard people like it.
I went back to Jessica Jones, and I was like, oh, I'm actually enjoying this. And then I got to episode 8, and I was like, there's fucking 5 more episodes of this show? Why?
Yeah.
Why are there 13 episodes of this show? That's...
Hey, Andy, how do you feel about the Dallas Fuels crushing defeat yesterday? I'm really sad, man. I'm just bummed. I mean, I'm ride or die Dallas Fuel, but God, they just cannot fucking win a game to save their lives.
Is that a soccer theme?
No, it's an Overwatch League.
Sorry. DSilver87 says, what's with the lack of bongos discussion? Question mark. I don't know, man. Days without bongos. How long has it been, Kev? Do we know?
I'll go to the website.
Jessica Negri bongoed you, right?
Yeah. That was the last one.
That was the last one.
Do you want to be bongoed today?
No.
Well, there it is.
Andy, have you ever had a chancla thrown at you? No, but I've been spanked by a chancla.
I've had one thrown at me.
Nick, I have a curly beard. I need recos on how to style it. Ooh. See, the cool thing about the curlier beards is that they get thick. And then you can just kind of trim down the sides and get that cool, like, Nordic point.
Just like Kratos.
Just a bad
boy.
Yeah, like Kratos. Go Kratos with it, man.
Boy.
Because my problem is my shit gets thick, but it doesn't get long. And when it gets long, it curls under, so it never gets buff. I can't get it past this point, you know?
Atreus.
Don't ruin it for me.
Boy.
The Indie Boy says, the morning show starts at 7 p.m. in the UK. Also, we used to have Blockbusters. Oh, so thank you for just calling me out and calling me a complete fucking dipshit on that.
No, I think he's trying to, like, I appreciate that. You.
No one likes to be told they're wrong.
I think he's your
Andy,
friend.
Del Taco or Chico's Tacos? I've only eaten Del Taco. I've never eaten Chico's Tacos.
Del Taco's the bomb. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 12:09. Thank you so much for joining us today. Andy and Kevin and Cool Greg, thank you guys for bringing in the good energy. I appreciate it. You tried, man. Stop. Will you take your fucking mic off? The show's not over yet. Jesus Christ. I just give him a compliment.
You think that sounds good?
Does me like that.
Eddie, you think this is sounding good?
Well, you think it's great that the audio listeners have to hear this?
That's exactly what it sounds like. He did it.
You know what? You're reading
it.
Subs just for that. That's your punishment.
I do all the time.
I know. It's cool. I like when you do it. Ladies, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stay tuned for Kind of Funny Games. Kevin, please cut the feed.